Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
The song broke 4 Amazon Music records for a single debut on Amazon Music, including first-day streams, most first-week streams and most voice requests to Alexa on demand. It was released by Republic Records on April 26, 2019 as Swift's first single after she signed to the label. A live version of Swift's song recorded at the 2019 City of Lovers concert in Paris was released on 17 May 2020 for digital download and streaming, ahead of ABC's premiere of the concert film. Used in a commercial for Swift's movie partnership with Capital One in 2019, and in the trailer for Pablo on CBeebies 2020, Swift and Yuri opened the 2019 Billboard Music Awards with Me Too on May 1, 2019. During ABC's ESPN intro of Night 2 of the NFL Draft 2019 on the day before the he broke the news of the release of the songs in an interview with ABC's Robin Roberts, over 35,000 Instagram posts under hashtag The Stoic are pictures of people from around the world taking the discomfort of winter and finding strength in the process. Both Core and Montstream point out that many swimmers in their community use the practice as a means of emotional healing. Montstream takes the same view, noting that many people in her group struggle with grief and depression. There are a few moments during the day when the fog lifts and the submerged water is not to be found. Depending on how it feels to put on a swimsuit and sink into the water, the laundry begins. My progress is slow but noticeable and I don't know when it will stop. Today, all I want to do is run a tiny bit faster than my normal pace. When I have 3 or 4 miles behind me, I feel tired, energetic and excited, as if my plan is waiting to be activated. People with myalgic encephalomyelitis have an overwhelming fatigue that does not improve with rest. The symptoms of CFS and ME are similar to those of other diseases, so it is important to consult a general practitioner for a correct diagnosis. CFS is bad in all physical or mental activities. Diagnosis chronic fatigue syndrome. There are no specific tests for CFS, so it is diagnosed on the basis of your symptoms and to rule out other diseases that could cause your symptoms. A doctor must consider a diagnosis of ME, CFS based on a thorough assessment of a person's symptoms and medical history. Success in the treatment of symptoms of CFS is not well researched or documented. ME has appeared sporadically as an epidemic since at least the 1930s, but has been so rare that it has not been named. The first recorded outbreak of myalgic encephalomyelitis occurred in Los Angeles in 1934, when an outbreak of atypical polio was first suspected. Others believe it was the result of chronic infection with spirochetal bacteria such as Lyme disease. Myalgic encephalomyelitis is a chronic inflammatory, neurological, immune-mediated disease associated with symptoms affecting multiple body systems. Myalgic muscle pain is the original name for chronic fatigue syndrome, a name now used as an acronym for ME, CFS. It is a neurological disorder that affects several body systems and causes a common combination of symptoms. Chronic fatigue syndrome is a long-term condition with a wide variety of symptoms. Like myalgic encephalomyelitis, CFS is a debilitating and complex disease. Many people with ME, CFS are not diagnosed early and are in the minority. In addition to the standard cases, I and other personal pronouns have a specific accusative form, made it. Singular and plural are antiquated terms for formal speech in modern languages, where a plural pronoun of the second person is used instead. I am often described by an accusative pronoun, which means I, which is used as an object of a verb or preposition, or by a nominative pronoun used for the subject of the verb. The indirect object pronoun is part of the Latin mihi, compared to the form found especially in the early Old French oaths of Strasbourg. The northern dialects retain the form of an indirect object, which is to be found in these oaths, but in Latin, as well as in High French and Vulgar Latin, MI is merged with ME. The use of this website is subject to all other notices, regulations and instructions communicated to the user, and Melia is in no way a substitute for a complete or modified legal notice. If a user uses the information published on this website for his lawful personal or non-commercial use, provided that the user does not delete or modify the aforementioned contents, the source of the copyright or other data
identified in Melia or the rights of third parties, the information will be published in its original form. If Melia has been amended, the terms and conditions applicable to the service and content will be published as a notice on the website. In order to be able to use the services offered on this website, it is strongly recommended that the user carefully read the relevant terms and conditions. We recommend that you carefully check the terms and conditions of use of the website. Melia's terms and conditions of use for the service apply after completing the relevant user registration form.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Suzanne and this was episode 1388 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.